He's got a squashed nose, bulging eyes, small horns, and abundant whiskers. In fact, the face looks like a cross between a Chinese dragon and a Pekingese dog, and not friendly at all. It looks a bit like an Oriental gargoyle, and that is pretty well what it was. It would have had a similar position to a gargoyle, high up on a temple or on a grand house. The features of the face, when you look at them closely, are pretty rough, and it's obvious that it's been made by pushing the wet clay into a fairly simple mould. This is clearly a mass-produced object, but that is why it's so interesting, because this is just one of tens of thousands designed to cover roofs that would once have been thatched, but in prosperous Silla, Korea, were tiled with objects like this. Why did the Silla want to build such a grand capital? And why did they need so many new houses? The Korean specialist Jane Portal explains.
The city of Gyeongju was based on the Chinese capital, Chang'an, which was at the time the biggest city in the world. And Gyeongju developed hugely once Silla had unified the Korean peninsula, or most of it. A lot of the aristocrats from the kingdoms which were defeated by Silla had to come and live in Gyeongju, and they had magnificent houses with tiled roofs, and this was a new thing to have tiled roofs. So this tile would have been a sort of status symbol for them.